WEZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's plane is just now touched down in Washington, D.C., ahead of an Oval Office meeting with President Biden. Mr. Trump will also be meeting with Republican House leaders on Capitol Hill. Traveling with the president-elect, Elon Musk, who sources say has been sitting in with Trump, helping him make personnel decisions on who will serve in the next White House. Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will head up a new Department of Government Efficiency. Such a department would have to be created and approved by Congress. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is reopening after that devastating fire. ABC's Tom Sufi-Burridge is there.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, painstaking work over a period of 5 years, incredible craftsmanship from a vast team, an army of workers to rebuild this incredible cathedral, this cathedral which was really emblematic with France, with Paris, with French history. It means so much to this city and to this country.
This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety say they've seen a massive uptick in the use of the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line. According to their annual report, the tip line received over 5,200 tips during the last school year, marking a 40% increase from the previous year. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the tip line helps students address safety concerns to allow them to focus on learning in class. According to the report, bullying has typically been the most common reported tip since the program's launch. The National Park Service will hold four public meetings this month to gather public input on the comprehensive river management plan of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. The first two meetings will take place in Spooner and Hayward on November 20th, and the other two will be held on November 21st in St. Croix Falls and Stillwater, Minnesota. The organization's river management plan focuses on resource management, visitor experiences, and preservation efforts. Residents can also submit comments on the plan online through the end of the year. The Duluth City Council voted to approve the use of tax increment funding for a housing complex